I have to talk a little bit more about this topic because it's just so hard to believe that modern human societies are still dumping raw sewage into the sea. But you'll be shocked at how prevalent it is. Indeed, dangerous sewage pollution results in hundreds of beach closures every year. Dumping of raw sewage is the norm in developing countries that lack sanitation infrastructure for sewage treatment, but it's by no means restricted to those countries. Take a look at New York City. Prior to 1986, all of the city's sewage was dumped, untreated, into the ocean. But after EPA regulations went into effect in 1986, 14 sewage treatment plants were created. That said, they are insufficient and don't work well with the antiquated system of pipes. Every time it rains, the system is overwhelmed and sewage overflows into the sea. 20 billion gallons of it a year, 55 million gallons of it on average every day. And New York is not an exception. This is taking place in coastal cities all over the world. In Belize, the basic sewage handling infrastructure that exists is being overwhelmed by growing tourism. Hawaii had a similar problem, but in Kanoe Bay, they managed to show how stopping sewage pollution can allow marine ecosystems to revive. Up until 1978, the region underwent a tenfold increase in population, and sewage that was dumped into the bay, killing coral reefs that were taken over by algae and disease. But finally, the discharge was eliminated, and just 5 years later, coral reefs were already recovering. Unfortunately, governments do not always prioritize sewage treatment. The Trump administration in 2020 postponed requirements for U.S. cities to modernize their sewage treatment, allowing more raw sewage to be dumped into rivers and the sea for years to come. In the Resources tab on the upper right, you can find a couple of recent articles about sewage contamination of reefs in Belize.